From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, few states are redder than Texas, and yet signs that the GOP is in trouble there.
But first, trouble averted, at least for now, in Detroit. The White House is bailing out Chrysler and General Motors, at least for a few months. President Bush announced this morning the companies will receive more than $13 billion this month, with more to come later. The decision saves both companies from having to file for bankruptcy. Still, it comes with a lot of conditions, and it leaves the challenge of saving the auto industry to the next president, Barack Obama. NPR's Frank Langfitt covers labor and the auto industry. And Frank, tell us about these conditions that the auto companies are going to have to meet to get this money.
Well, a lot of them look like what was in the House bill that passed a little while ago and President Bush supported. And I just want to rip through a few of them because I think they're pretty interesting and important for people to understand. One is the government can veto large transactions over $100 million by the companies. The companies are going to have to cut their debt by at least two-thirds. That's going to be by getting lenders to take stock in the companies. Some of the conditions look a little tougher for the unions. They're going to have to cut the jobs bank. That's where laid-off workers get nearly full pay, in some cases for just kind of sitting around. The companies also are trying to offload their health care benefits to the union. But instead of giving money to the union to handle those benefits, the union's going to have to take GM stock, which is trading in the neighborhood of about $4 right now and could be worthless, you know, if the company goes bankrupt. One of the big ones, though, that really stands out here is for the unions, it's work rules and wages. Says that they need to be competitive with the transplants, Toyota, Nissan, Honda down in the South by the end of next year.
Now, Frank, what about this car czar? That idea was floated around earlier. Who will determine if the companies will meet these conditions?
Well, I think it will be a car czar, and it'll be somebody I think President-elect Obama selects. And what they're going to be looking for is to see, you know, are these firms viable going forward? And the way they describe it is having a positive net present value. Well, that's an interesting idea, and it's not necessarily easy for these companies. Let's take Daimler. They used to own Chrysler. They still own a part of the company. And recently they said Chrysler isn't worth anything at all.
And this is by March, right, that they have to prove that they have this viability?
They do. They have to put a plan together by March. I think they have to submit it sometime in February, and then the administration needs to make a decision towards the end of March.
Any room, Frank, in this plan for some wiggle room?
There is a little bit of wiggle room when you read through the contract. For instance, it says if the firms can't hit these benchmarks that I just mentioned, they need to make the business case that they can still be viable long term, and it would be up to the car czar to kind of decide if they are. But that means that if they can't make the provisions, they're going to have to make the case to the government and, frankly, the American people that they're still making the tough cuts to go forward.
Now, you say there are a lot of conditions, especially for the workers, but also for the owners of these companies, conditions that the banks weren't subject to for their bailout.
That's true. It's very different. You know, when the banks got their money, there weren't a lot of strings attached. And part of that, I think, was because the financial system was at threat. In this case, manufacturing's tough. It's going to be tough on the economy, but doesn't have the same import if it declines a lot more.
NPR's Frank Langfitt covering the federal bailout of the U.S. auto industry. Frank, thank you.
Happy to do it, Madeline.
Reaction to the bailout plan from auto workers appears to be mixed. Celeste Headley spoke with some of them and has this report from Detroit.
Bruce Campbell is on break at GM's Delta Township plant in Lansing. He says he's glad the automakers are finally getting some help, but he's not ready to uncork the champagne.
No, it's not a complete day of celebration. It's a relief to some extent, but hard times are still ahead yet. You know, we're not out of the woods.
The federal aid comes at a particularly painful time for auto workers, since many plants will close for the holidays and into February. Randy Freeman is vice president of UAW Local 652.
We're one of the plants that are going to be laid off through January. I mean, you're going to still see a far-reaching effect of this.
Because of the dire situation in the auto industry, Freeman says help from the government had to come through eventually.
Was I surprised to see it? I would have been surprised not to see it.
But Freeman is pragmatic about the tough choices that'll have to be made at the big three.
The pressure's been put on them to turn that ship around a little bit quicker. If it takes some other transition to do that, I'm sure they're prepared and willing to make those.
John Meyer says his company is resigned to making further cuts. Meyer's worked for GM for 30 years. He's related to an NPR staffer.
I think the workers and the management understand that we just need to change and evolve and get more efficient. It's understood in the plants. I know that.
Meyer says he's been frustrated with Congress for dragging their feet and blocking progress on the bridge loans.
Well, it was looking pretty dismal from Congress. They were pretty much telling us no.
And he's amazed that help finally came from the Oval Office.
I didn't really expect the president to step in. That was a pleasant surprise.
Randy Freeman had encouraged the members of his local to write to the president and ask him to intervene.
They were counting on their president to do the right thing for him. It sounds like he came through for him.
Freeman says it's a major relief to know that GM and Chrysler will at least make it through the next few months. Bruce Campbell says he just hopes car sales will bounce back soon so the automakers can really get back on their feet.
I don't know if it's enough. You know, I'm just an hourly worker, but it certainly will help prevent us from going into a bankruptcy.
President Bush has held out the option of further assistance to the automakers in February if their situations don't improve. Wall Street responded enthusiastically to the news. Celeste Headlee, NPR News, Detroit.